I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com. More rain and strong winds on tap for today in the mid-Michigan area. A flood advisory remains in effect until 2:30 this afternoon. Some areas could get up to 2 inches of rain from that low-pressure system to the south. A wind advisory, meanwhile, remains in effect until 5 o'clock with 40 to 50 mile-per-hour gusts expected. Those strong winds getting the blame for more than 1,000 consumers' energy customers in eastern Clinton County losing their power last night. Crews working overnight to fix the problem. And in Ingham County last night, Meridian Road, south of Willoughby Road, was briefly shut down thanks to a falling power line. So much for that state Senate committee vote on a new bridge between Detroit and Canada Wednesday after irritated Republican Committee Chair Mike Kowal was handed a last-minute substitute bill with no time to read it.
And it is customary for substitutes to be submitted to the chair of the committee. It hasn't been, and I'm adjourning this meeting. Thank you.
The committee will try again today. Meanwhile, Democrats like East Lansing's Gretchen Whitmer believe progress is being made.
I think ultimately we've got to make sure that we build this bridge and ultimately that we do the right thing for the community it's built in.
Michigan's unemployment rate dropping only a tenth of a point in September to 11.1%, but it is the state's first monthly decline since April. WILS's Dennis Krolik with more.
According to the Department of Technology Management and Budget, total employment increased slightly by 4,000, while the number of unemployed workers declined by 6,000. A spokesman says jobs have been steady throughout most of 2011 and have increased in Michigan since 2010. Michigan's jobless rate in September was 8/10 of a percentage point below the September 2010 rate of 11.9%. The national unemployment rate last month was 9.1%. For WILS, I'm Dennis Krolik.
The Michigan Insurance Coalition releasing a survey showing support for reforms to the no-fault auto insurance law by a 49-39% margin. The legislation now in the House. Democratic Representative Kate Siegel not supporting it. She tells WILS's Michael Cohen that there's no guarantee on a decrease in rates.
Earlier this year, we were promised our bills would go down at the grocery store if item pricing passed. And last time I checked, our prices haven't gone down. So I find it hard to believe that we're going to see our insurance rates go down.
Final preparations being made for funeral services for Trevor Slott, the Walker police officer shot to death in the line of duty outside Grand Rapids last week. The story got statewide attention. Scott Brown of the Kent County Sheriff's Department.
Several of the officers were very close with Officer Slott. West Michigan's a small community. The law enforcement community is a small community.
An MSU researcher getting a $450,000 grant from the Komen for the Cure Foundation in hopes of finding new ways to treat breast cancer. Physiology professor Aaron Andercheck on WILS studying the diseases. Genetics.
We're really not looking at a genetic predisposition. We'd be looking at some of the major classes that occur in the spontaneous cancers that form and looking at sort of the genetic programs that are involved in some of those tumors.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I am Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.